Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're going to break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Travel I've had going on, so I figured it was better to give a little bit of a hiatus versus creating rushed content where my heart wasn't in it. But after all of the masterminds and trainings I've been going through the last couple of weeks, and we're not even halfway through October, which is so crazy, I'm so excited to share with you some of the gold that I am bringing back. I'm actually on an airplane ride right now. We're going to Chicago and then going to Tampa. I've got my amazing assistant, Kellyanne, with me today. It's kind of funny because I was saying as we were going through the airport, you know, a personal assistant is kind of more like a professional CEO babysitter. And she liked that. I think we're going to change her official title to professional CEO babysitter. Yep. So I wanted to share with you guys a little bit of the gold that I took away from the Inner Circle Mastermind in Boise, Idaho. For those of you who aren't familiar with what the Inner Circle is, it is a mastermind that Russell Brunson hosts for people who are million-dollar earners and above. It's $50,000 to join for the year, and it's one of my favorite things that I'm a part of. It's incredible, and every time I leave, I've got new strategies, a new passion, a new level of excitement for my business. Now, this time I had a little bit of a different takeaway. You know, normally when I go, I come away with tons of tactics and strategies, and of course, I did this time as well. But I've been in the Inner Circle now for over 2 years. Is that right? A year and a half. So I've been at 4 mastermind events, and one of the things that just was really, really crazy for me was recognizing that most people give up before things get really, really good. And for me, that experience this week was recognizing how deep the friendships and relationships have gone with the Inner Circle members. Like, we feel like family. I look at the people that I've known now for, you know, a year and a half, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is my family. These are the people that I want to do life with. And we all have each other's backs all the time. And it's a new level compared to what it used to be. And so many people quit masterminds, leave coaches after the first year. And one of my biggest takeaways was, like, if I had quit after the first year, I would never be experiencing this incredible level of connection and relationship. My relationship with Russell Brunson's awesome. You know, he really knows me. He's able to speak into my life, which is phenomenal. My relationship with the other Inner Circle members is insane. But how does this relate to us and our businesses? A great example of this is SMU Live. You know, this year we had about 75 people at SMU Live, and it can be so tough when you're building a business because you have this massive dream, right? And you're like, I want events with 3,000 people. I want events where there's sold out audience. It's a massive stadium. It's filled, you know, like, and so the steps that it takes to get there can be so discouraging. But most people, I would say 90% of people, give up after year one or year two because it starts getting tough, or because you're not getting the results that you want, or you don't have the relationships that you're looking for. And more often than not, the greatest rewards come from when you push past that initial pain of, I'm not where I want, my relationships aren't where I want, I haven't taken action the way I want. And when you push through that level, you'll find that very, very few people make it to that next level. And so by doing so, you're going to be head and shoulders above the competition just by pushing past and not giving up. So if you're in a mastermind and you're like, it's great, but I want to try something new next year, I challenge you, talk to your friends who are in the mastermind and see if everyone's going to be in it for another year. Because everyone has this idea that if you leave, you're all going to stay in touch. And that's just not how it goes. It's kind of crazy. I mean, everyone who's left the Inner Circle, it's harder to stay in touch with them because we're just not on the same path every single day, in the same group, in the same conversations. You know, we don't use the same language. when I look at people who give up before their events get big, when I look at people who are giving up before their revenue is where they want it, it's usually right at that point when you want to give up that literally you're a month away or a year away from having that breakthrough, one event away from having that breakthrough that you're looking for. But you have to determine that you are not going to give up before that happens. So that was my big takeaway from the Inner Circle this time, and I wanted to just share it with you guys. I hope this inspires you, and just watch because I'm going to be back on it now. Needless to say, I'm back. I'll see you on the next episode.